VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi, VoiceTubers! Welcome back to the challenge. Today's video is about 16 personalities. What is this about? Well, some say that they allow people to get to know themselves better. Some say they use it to search and filter people for their perfect match. Hey, no need to twist my arm to take the test because, yeah, I already did. You can take a guess on what four letters I am. So have you taken this test before? I will provide the link in the comments section, so be sure to look for my comment and hit like so it can stay up there. After you take the test, it provides you with the four letters to represent yourself. And, well, let's leave it to the video to explain what each letter represents. Now, shall we get to the sentence? The sentence is, the four letters that make up a personality type are just preferences. That's all. No big deal. It's how you observe the world and how you make decisions. Okay, 所以中文的意思呢，大概是说由这四种字母组合起来的人格类型仅供参考而已。Just preferences. That's all. No big deal. 就这样，没什么大不了的。人格比较是关于你如何观察这个世界 ，right？ 这边省略掉了人格 ，so it's how you observe the world， 还有如何做出抉择 ，and how you make decisions。OK， 那这句话呢，其实很长，对不对？那我们在第一段呢，可以就是有一个小小的 pause。The four letters that make up the personality type， 这边我会稍微停顿一点点 ，are just preferences。这边会停顿，因为有个 comma。That's all. 停顿 No big deal. 停顿 It's how you observe the world. 停顿一下下 And how you make decisions. Okay. Alright. 那这边呢在发音的部分呢记得 letters 不用这么的强调那个 T 不用念成 letters 有点低的音就可以了 letters 然后留个连音是 make up OK， 有点像 M-A-Y-K-U-P 的这种念法 ，makeup， 它是个连音。Now let's move on to our vocabulary section number one. Make. 这边我要延伸学习到它的 phrasal verbs 还有 idioms。先简单来看 make， 大家应该都知道什么字吧，对不对？是 A1 的字，对不对 ？Make 就是 produce something， often used in a particular substance or material， 做、制作或制造的意思。当你了解 make 的意思之后，你大概就可以分析出来为什么 make 要加 up， 因为呢，它都是有一种就是做出什么跟填补或就叠加上去的意思，跟那个动作有关的。那以下呢是三个延伸学习的 vocab， 我们来一起听听吧。The makeup of something， 其实这个意思呢就是组成或者是构成。那这个 makeup 其实是名词。The makeup of something or someone is the combination of things that form it. The makeup of this piece of artwork is mud. 这个艺术品的构成其实是用泥土做成的哦。The makeup. Or you can say, this piece of artwork is made of mud. 对不对？就把它变成动词来做了嘛。Okay, now makeup 当成 phrasal verb 其实它还有另外一个用意呢，就是 to forgive someone.And be friendly with them again after an argument or disagreement. 跟某某人吵架了，然后和解了，我们可以说 make up. Make up 是动词。This is my example sentence. My friend doesn't want to make up with her boyfriend, even though he has shown his deepest sincerity in apologizing. Okay, 我再念一遍。My friend doesn't want to make up with her boyfriend, even though he has shown his deepest sincerity in apologizing. 都已经到这种程度了，为什么女朋友还不好好的跟他和解呢？可能想要一笔钱吧。I don't know. 我朋友就是不想跟她的男友和好，虽然男生已经展现出他最真诚的道歉了，对吧？ Next word I want to share with you guys is actually an idiom. To make up for lost time. To make up for lost time means to enjoy and experience as much as possible because you did not have the opportunity to do it earlier in life. 弥补失去的时光，尽情享受的意思。So this is my sentence. I wish I could make up for the lost time with a magic wand to turn me into a teenager again. Nah, maybe when I was 21.So I could do more things in the States, if you know what I mean. All right, let's move on to number two, no big deal. No big deal is informal, 就是没有关系，没什么了不起。那今天的句子呢，比较偏向于没什么了不起的意思，因为它前面有 that's all, 仅此而已的意思，所以呢，会翻成没什么了不起。毕竟影片中的语气也是这样的。那我们就来造个没有关系的句子吧。This is my dialogue.Hey, sorry, I'll be 5 minutes late. Oh, it's no big deal. 或者是你可以说 no biggie. If you're trying to be cute, you know, no biggie, it's okay. 英文只要加 y 结尾都可以就是变得很可爱。比如说 pig 变成 piggy, dog 变成 doggy, cute person 你可以说他是 cutie, Victoria 可以变成 Victory, 啊、哦、我也不是啦 Vicky.But don't call me Vicky, please. 另外一种方式说没关系也可以用 No worries. You can tell someone, hey, you don't need to worry about it. No worries. To express that, hey, it's fine. No big deal. Now let's repeat our sentence one last time. The four letters that make up a personality type are just preferences. That's all. No big deal. It's how you observe the world and how you make decisions.And that's it for today. I can see why people will take this personality test to get to know someone or find the perfect match. Because it does take a lot of effort, time, and communication to get to know someone. And then just to find out, heck, he's not the one. If you like, you can make a sentence with any of the words you learned today, and I'll be sure to try my best to reply to all your sentences.Easier for me to find it is using the hashtag sentence, then I'll be sure to find yours sooner or later. See you guys later. Bye.